Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Looking forward to the Christina Liu show.
It's the highlight of the day.
Highlight of my week.
And it's an amazing thing because following Abby and Andrew and Susan, we really, again, compliments that Christina had a wonderful, wonderful show. And with Abby, with the computer and teaching, and with Andrew, with the food and teaching, and Susan, it's just tremendous. There's a restaurant, an unbelievable restaurant, where it's called 109 Cheese and Wine.
109?
Cheese and Wine.
Why do we do the show from there? What are we doing?
And what they do is they teach you how to pair beer and cheese and wine.
Really?
Yeah. The name of the restaurant is one. I don't know how they come up.
That's such an appropriate number, too.
109?
Yeah.
Why?
What's 109 days from now?
Oh, I don't know.
What could it be?
It's not Christmas.
Oh, no, it's Christina's birthday. Wow.
It's very similar to Christmas. Oh.
There is a restaurant called 109
Cheese
and Wine. Well, that's
great, because I literally wrote that down. So that was a really good fact. I'm happy you brought that one up. And 109 days.
Well,
wow.
You look for it.
I do.
It flies.
I like when there's a useful fact, though, because I will be checking out 109 Cheese and Wine. So we might have to do
Fairfield
a show.
County, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all right.
It's a bit of a ride.
We'll find a reason. Well, today is really quite the jam-packed show, and it's our last show before we have a break for a couple of weeks. There'll be some pre-recorded stuff on, so I think we went out on a high note to close up 2016 with just wonderful people. I mean, TRI is one of my favorite organizations.
993. I mean, yeah. Christina gave me the number while we were talking, that they've done 993 jobs
just,
for the town.
It's just, and that's, mind you, that's just jobs. Like, each person might have had multiple things done. Also.
Right.
So that in itself is just literally 993 checklists that came in. But a checklist can have, you know, everything from gutter cleaning to moving heavy objects.
Right.
I mean, some of them have everything possibly checked off on the list.
And you can use it three times a year.
And it's really, it's such a wonderful organization. And
just, I want to ask a question. Three times a year. So therefore, if you're coming to do the gutters, move boxes from the basement, take out the air conditioners, that's not three times. That's one
that
event.
That could be one. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So you just, you know, they're really good. It's not, you know, it's pretty flexible, too. It's very rare that they're going to say, you know, no, you know, we can't do it.
Right.
They really, but gutter cleaning is probably the number one thing we get.
Really?
Yeah, that's because I get all the requests in, and I monitor them. So that's a very big one, and you know, the moving heavy items things is huge too, because it's, you can tell, you know, like, it's very seasonal, a lot of these things. So it'll be moving the ACs out of the windows, or putting the ACs in the window, or you know.
This might be not an appropriate question, and if you can't answer it, don't. People who use them then should feel comfortable in tipping them.
Yeah, it's.
Obviously, you don't have to do anything, but they're not. They're allowed to take them.
I don't know if they necessarily take them. I don't know if they can take them.
Okay.
But you can always offer.
That would have been a good question.
I know. I didn't think of it until just now.
I could find out from Andy, but I for some reason
because,
I
because you know
not,
it's a service that's basically being done for free. So if they turn around and say, "Would you like a cup of hot chocolate?" and here's $5.
Yeah, I know the refreshment piece is because I know the seniors have said, "You know, I gave them so I'm not sure about the actual financial piece, but I could actually find that out because that's a good question to know. But it's really, it's just so wonderful and just on both sides because, you know, we've had them on a bunch of times to promote the program and having the actual workers on too are wonderful because it's a great experience for them. And then I hear and reading the surveys back from the seniors, it's just, it's really just amazing.
You know, the moving of heavy objects, like I just had it not too long ago. If you get a new television and
you had
an old
television, that's a big one we get
also. 1,000 pounds.
Yeah. Yep.
You got to get it out of the house.
It's really and you know it's just things. Our whole mission is aging in place, you know, and being able to change a light bulb or change batteries or something. Oh, there you go.
I don't know if they'd be allowed to bring my Christmas decorations down.
Yeah, that's like something that's
they're
unpopular.
In the attic.
Yeah,
I'm talking. You know, I'm getting old.
Yeah,
it's like 30 trips up and down. To
no,
the attic.
Did you do it already?
My grandkids, my in-laws do it. My son-in-laws come in.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, my kids, Dad, what are you doing it for? We'll do it. So a Sunday, they all come by. Takes them a half hour. They're up and down the stairs.
Yeah,
I mean, no box is heavy. They're all in Tupperware things.
No, but it's...
But 25 trips.
They have to go back up, though. You got them down. Now they have to get back up.
Oh, they got
to
go. So they'll be back. No, they'll be back like in
the
middle of
January.
No, but
that's actually a popular request, too, is getting the Christmas trees out of the house, too.
I know.
Because, I mean, that's a difficult... You know, so it's, I'm saying, it's these things that a lot of us take for granted. you don't really, you know, about these jobs. And it's, I mean, it's a huge thing. You know, picture someone living, you know, luckily you have in-laws that can come and help you.
Right.
But there's people who have no one. So it's really just an amazing program. And just the people, as you know, we get to feature these organizations on here, and like you could just see how invested they both are in the program. So it just makes it special, even more special than what they're doing. So,
well, actually, when you said invested, that's not to take away from all the stuff you saw off the cover. Most of the police, the people and places you have on the show who are affiliated with Project Independence want these jobs.
Yeah, it's really
true. They own them. And that's like, I get paid for this. I don't really care. No, these people care.
Right, because no one's really doing it for the money.
Yeah, no,
that's the thing that always impresses me, having been in a different world in my work life.
Right.
I was in the corporate world.
Right, okay.
And the people you deal with who are involved with all these efforts to make other people's lives better are really not making a lot of money.
No.
But they
care.
They're committed.
Yep.
They really want to do what they're doing.
Yeah, it's nice to be around.
Refreshing.
It is, especially around this time of the year. You know, these are all wonderful blessings in the area. So it's it's a pleasure to be a part of. And you know, we got to feature a lot of this because just this week we celebrated our 10-year Project Independence anniversary. So we had a big party. Otto was there. Otto could vouch for the there had to be close to 300
people there. Well, isn't Otto the father of Project Independence?
No.
He's certainly the face of PI.
I was fortunate enough to be involved at the beginning.
Yeah, and it was just, it was wonderful. We had Evelyn Roth came to visit, so everyone was excited to see her. And, you know, Supervisor Bosworth gave such a wonderful speech that really gave kudos to all the people that were involved in this since the beginning. And it was just such a nice celebration. And you saw old faces and people, new faces. It was just, there was music, there was dancing. There was a photo booth that had quite the line. There was wonderful food and, you know, community service and Department of Service for Aging did a fabulous job.
To me, when I sit there, like I sat there the other day and I looked and I said, as you pointed out, there had to be at least 300 people there.
Oh, absolutely.
And I remember being in the early meeting at the pilot in New Hyde Park with maybe a dozen people.
Yeah.
And
you just see.
You know, now I'm looking and I'm saying to myself, this is really unbelievable.
Yeah, well, that's it's fun. It's such a, like, an amazing, you know, everyone was reminiscing about old times and it was just, it was like you could really feel the love in the room. It was quite the event and it was a pleasure to be a part of. And everyone should also be checking their mailboxes for the new issue of the Pioneer newsletter that was sent out this week, that's also geared towards the 10 years. And in it, there's just great articles and there's a whole timeline of all the milestones Project Independence has accomplished in those 10 years. And, you know, we were laughing at work because we forget sometimes, you know, caught up in the hustle and bustle of everything and you're not really, you know, things are just passing by. And it was fun for me because I was putting that together and I was like, oh, this is great. I was like, look at all these like amazing. It was like every, you know, there was these huge, huge milestones. I mean, the fact that we're like over 11,000 members now is just astonishing, you know. And it was just all the different initiatives and programs and partnerships that we've had throughout the years. It's just it's really exciting stuff. So we're excited. Judy gave a wonderful little toast saying, here's to 20, 30, 50 more years. So I look forward to all the great stuff that Project Independence will accomplish in that time. And our wonderful members, as Otto knows, it really just helps kind of gear the program and join an advisory committee. You know, that's really where all these things in the new year, you know, we'll be starting up our advisory committees again. Otto can give a little plug for what goes on at advisories.
Well, advisory committees are, I believe, one of the reasons, other than the fact that the people listen to what was said at the advisory committees. But the advisory committees are really the street level or the ground level of what makes this program work like it does, because it's a committee. It's not like when you say advisory committee, it's not like we have a board with not to knock attorneys or lawyers or whatever, but this is not that.
Right.
These are people.
It's more of like a forum where you're able to be open.
It's just people who live in the neighborhood, who did a variety of things in their life, have lots of different life experiences, who kind of talk about what they think is needed in their particular community from an organization like Project Independence. Project Independence has people there who are staff members, who actually listen to what everybody else is saying. They hear it and they listen, and in many cases they are able to do something about it.
And so if they're not able to do something, they certainly, you know, they give you an update on, you know, who can, or, you know, and that's what's always great is you're never left like, sorry, like, we don't know the answer, and that's it. You know, there's always some kind of follow-up, whether we can do it.
This is not a political smokescreen operation.
Right.
You know, if you can do it, you can do it. If you can't, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't, if there's an ice storm, Project Independence is not going to come along with Christina with an ice pick and get rid of all the ice.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I'd be too helpful, guys. That's not really one of my strong suits. If anyone saw me in the snow, that's not really my thing.
I will make one comment that's off the track altogether that came up in the newsletter that you had sent out about Cold War veterans exemption.
Oh, okay.
And I just learned yesterday that it was approved in New Hyde Park.
Oh,
I cannot
great.
Speak for every school district.
Oh, that makes me very happy.
Was on their own.
Very good. Okay.
You know, in terms of
yeah, and the deadline is December 31st.
Right.
So, you know, we've been promoting it. We've been definitely trying to get the word out. You know, Otto had said,
"Oh, which means in New Hyde Park, you got the votes already."
Yeah, New Hyde Park had a vote the other day.
Okay.
And
I'm so glad.
Yesterday.
Because we featured it in our email newsletter to really push it, push the issue even more because, you know, you need the numbers of people to call up and ask about
well,
it.
Well, there's a lot of people that were under false impression also that they already have the cold water exemption. That yes, they do, for the general tax. This was Cold War veterans exemption for school tax, which in every case is higher than the general tax.
Right.
So it's new. It's different.
Yeah.
It's not an old
exemption.
No, and
that's what I think
and
it was.
A lot of people didn't
understand
that. No, because
you didn't. And we knew it because, you know, the town was pushing it. And really, you know, and Charlie Berman was saying, you know, really get out there and get this, you know, available to you. So I'm happy that we played a part in kind of spreading the word.
I can only speak for New Hyde Park.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. Right. At least we could check New Hyde Park off.
Yeah. Which I happen to live in. So.
Yeah, so Otto's like, so it's great for Otto. But we still want to remind everyone that you have till December 31st to, you know, call up the school district. Is that what you did, Otto? Like, how did it work? Like,
actually,
process?
What I did was I started out with the principal of New Hyde Park Memorial, who I happen to know from when he was a kid, and sent him an email. He sent me back an email, told me who in the business, superintendent of the business, whatever area, and I sent him an email, and then he replied very nicely. I don't have the name, unfortunately, memorized. Mm-hmm. And then I did get another email from a gentleman who was on the Board of Education for New Hyde Park or Sewanica. And he indicated that he was a veteran himself and that he was very much in favor of pushing it. So it was a lot of little emails back and forth. And I also, through the North Hempstead Veterans Advisory Committee, Al Piscatelli kind of pushed it that way a little bit, and that went out. And I actually put it on Facebook, and there were people who actually replied.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You know.
See, if every town just had an Otto, though.
Well, you know, my feeling was I don't know what it's going to be worth. Probably $300-$400 a year.
Yeah, anyone that pays taxes knows that anything getting off your taxes is a success.
Yeah,
so, absolutely.
You know, and the next step now is January 1st is filing a grievance, which is apparently read in Newsday's headline the other day.
The other day, yep.
I stopped doing it and recently, but Charlie Berman, when he was on here, said you should do it.
Right.
So I'm going to do it again.
Yeah.
I stopped because I thought we finally leveled off, but then it keeps going up.
Yeah.
So, I encourage people to do that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. You have to. Otherwise, as Charlie says, everybody else is going to get it. You're going to pay it.
Right.
Yeah.
The person who's not grieving is paying.
Right.
So, I mean, at one point, it's the stupidest system in the world, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. How is that ever going to be changed? I don't know. But
right now, grieve your taxes.
Right.
That starts with the state, I think, right?
Yeah. So on the local level, you know, the individual level, just try
to
do anything.
I think the state filters down some numbers, and then they go to the Nassau County Assessments Department.
Yeah,
and then they decide how to whack this number up between everybody.
Oh, and we are up.
That's it. I just sort of threw my glasses.
John fully panicked.
John is flipping his glasses.
We have to take our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.